This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Ordinarily, on a day like today, when the Federal Reserve wraps up one of its interest rate meetings, we would play you some audio of the incumbent chair of the Board of Governors explaining why the central bank did this thing or that thing with interest rates. Today, though, not. Because fundamentally, the incumbent chair in question, one Jay Powell, didn't say anything new. No move in interest rates. Economy's fine. He's not worried about inflation. Nothing to see here. Move along. Status quo. Status quo. However, comma, now that 2019 is in the books monetary policy-wise and the Fed has pretty much done a U-turn from where it was a year ago on what this economy could bear, it might be time to ask some hard questions of Chair Powell et al. Neil Irwin has been asking some of them in his coverage of the economy for the New York Times. Neil, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Kai.
Much as one hates to, think ill of the Federal Reserve, is it possible, given what has happened this year, and the past couple, actually, that maybe the Fed has just been wrong for a while now?
I mean, it's not just possible. It's they're almost admitting it. They're almost acknowledging it with their actions. If you go back a couple of years, they thought that they were going to have to keep raising interest rates, a lot more than they have. Yeah. They thought that unemployment rate could not fall very low. And those things have both turned out to be wrong.
This is all about the economy's potential, right? It's what could have been had things been different.
Right. There's the question of how many people have to be unemployed, right? So there's always going to be some people in a dynamic economy who are between jobs, who are going from one sector to the next, moving around. But how many of those people are there? And at one time, the kind of conventional wisdom in the economics field was that it was, 5, 6, maybe more percent of the labor force. Now we're at 3.5% unemployment, and there's nothing bad happening. There's no inflation. There's none of the bad stuff that's supposed to happen if you go too low has materialized. That means maybe we could have been more ambitious all along, and maybe the unemployment rate actually can be a lot lower.
And then the costs of that have been what?
Well, the question is, could we have gotten here faster? We're at 3.5% unemployment now. It took us 10 years to get there, 11 years in this expansion. If the Fed had not raised rates as much as they had, if Congress had not been so worried about reducing deficits, might we have gotten to 3.5% unemployment years ago? And would there be millions of people who have been earning an income and having a better quality of life for years now who instead took that long to find a job?
I don't want to make too much of the fact that Jay Powell's not an economist, because he's not. We've talked about this on the program. But is it possible that this change of tone in the Fed is happening because he's not a PhD economist?
I think it helps. I think he's not tethered to this wisdom that's kind of the received idea of how the economy works, this relationship between unemployment and inflation that a lot of kind of old school macroeconomists take to their graves. They think of it as kind of the underlying fundamental relationship for understanding how the economy works. Jay Powell, as you say, he's a business guy. He's been learning a lot of economics over the last decade, but it's not as if he comes out of a PhD kind of background. He looks at the world around him and says, well, shoot, we're seeing unemployment fall month after month after month, and no inflation seems to result. Nothing bad seems to be happening because of that. Let's see how low we can go.
Well, so play that out for me now. I mean, if the Fed's been wrong for the past, decade, picking a number, what happens in the next decade? I mean, is there like upside potential to be realized?
I think what we're seeing now is they want to figure out just how good the economy can get. We heard this message from Chairman Powell in the most recent press conference that they want to wait until there's real evidence of inflation, persistent inflation, before they raise rates. That was not the tone as recently as a year ago. Just 1 year ago, they were saying, we're not just raising rates again, which they did. We're going to raise two more times this year, we think. Who knows how far we're going to go. Now they're saying, let's just sit on our hands. Let's see how how much this economy can rev, how hot that engine can get.
Don't do something. Just sit there. Neil Irwin, he covers the economy for the New York Times. He writes about it, too, most recently in a book that we had him on the program for called How to Win in a Winner-Take-All World. Neil, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, as always.
Thanks, Kai.